Hey everybody, Roger Pipe from RogReviews.com. It is time once again for our annual series of podcasts about the AVN Awards to begin. This is an annual series that began several years ago, where I break down the entire list of nominees for the 2018 AVN Awards. The award show will take place January the 27th, 2018, in Las Vegas. Angela White, the amazing Angela White, one of the co-hosts. Cannot wait to see how that turns out. Okay, this is the first in a series of podcasts here, and sponsorships are available. Sponsorships for every one of the AVN Awards series should be 15 or so of those, plus a fan voting one, as well as any other podcasts I do between now and the end of January. So for the next 2 months, $100 for all of it. And half of that money will go to A Walk for a Cure for Alzheimer's in the name of my mother, who is in year four of her Alzheimer's journey. So if you're interested in sponsoring it, I will mention your site, your company, whatever you'd like me to mention at the beginning and end of every podcast, maybe in the middle if we do long enough. Also, there'll be banners and links on the site in the description of any YouTube videos. So hit me up, RogerReviews.com or on Twitter or Facebook. DM me. The sooner you get in, the more podcasts you're going to get. $100, and as I said, half of that money goes to a cure for Alzheimer's. Thank you for considering. So those of you that are not familiar with this series of podcasts, you might want to go back and listen to some old ones. I am, for those of you who do not know, Roger Pipe of RogReviews.com. Been an adult film critic for about 22 years. About a dozen years ago, AVN invited me to vote in their awards. It is the Academy Awards of our industry. It was an honor then. It is an honor now. It is a fairly large task, as you will see through this series of podcasts. A couple hundred categories, several hundred nominees, films to go over. This time of year, those of us who vote, we could literally build a fort in our homes with the stacks and stacks of porn we have to go through. We'll cover some of the, like I said, I'll cover the nominees. I don't generally reveal my ballot. I don't think that's necessarily fair, but I will discuss it. Some of the nominees I will go over. Some of the stuff I haven't seen yet as we go through, I will be reviewing. Basically from now until voting ends, sometime around the first of the year, I will be reviewing about 12 to 14 hours a day, basically going through. I don't have to watch the whole film sometimes. Sometimes it's just a performance or a scene, but it is a fairly large task, but one that I love doing, and I also appreciate AVN for allowing me to do these podcasts. We may bring in some guests along the way, maybe get some Skype interviews with some other voters, have them help us break down special categories, and maybe their how they go about this task. The way I tend to do it is I do this series of podcasts, which really helps me make notes along the way, but basically I will look at a category, find what I've already seen, and go through the ones I haven't seen first, and then if I need to, go back and compare notes for stuff that I've reviewed over time. Probably talking too fast. You can thank Will Ryder for that. I used to talk much more slowly, trying to correct my rapid cadence, but Will did a really great Roger Pipe podcast voice impersonation that kind of intimidates me a little bit now. So, however you're listening to this, if you're on my site, there's a feedback button at the bottom. You can leave comments. I would love to hear your comments on each individual podcast. If I'm talking too fast, talking too slow, covering things. If you agree or disagree with my choices, that's all fine. If you're seeing this on YouTube, like the video, comment on it. I welcome all comments. There are the built-in comments. You can also email me. Raj at RogReviews.com. You can find me on Twitter, Roger T. Pipe on Twitter or Facebook. And go ahead. I do try and ask that you be a little nice with the comments. One of the things that I will go over anytime we have these lists, the tendency for human beings, and especially in the internet, is to, oh, what a horrible list. Oh, that's horrible. These people here don't deserve to be on it because so-and-so should be on it. I've moved away from that sort of criticism. Everybody who's nominated, congratulations. You earned it. This is fantastic. However, sometimes we might have a suggestion, perhaps someone who got missed. But I do like to keep it positive because this is important. For the people who get nominated, this is a big deal. Okay? That's almost 5 minutes of setup. That is plenty. You want to follow along? You can go to avn.com/awards/nominees. I'll try and put a link below. What we will do is we will go through some categories till we get to about the 10 to 12 minute mark, and then I'll cut it off and we'll start over and keep going until we're done. Now, for those of you that do not know, we vote on a weighted ballot. So the first category, for example, All-Girl Performer of the Year, there are 3, 6, 9, 12, 15 nominees. We have to put them in order, 1 through 15. The ballot is weighted so that a first place vote counts for X number of points, and so on. So it is important, especially lower on the ballot, how you order people, because those additional points might really matter. So it is kind of important to go through and be thorough. I'm nothing if not thorough. I do not vote in every category. Sometimes there's just a genre that I haven't seen enough of or I don't have time, but I try very hard to vote in all of them. So let's get started. avn.com/awards/nominees. Best All-Girl Performer of the Year. This is for performers who only perform in all-girl movies. It's not a new category anymore, but it's one that it started about 5 years ago, I believe. And it has grown. 15 nominees. Aiden Ashley, Selena Blair, Jaden Cole, Val Dobbs, Darcy Dolce, Princess Felicity Jade, Shyla Jennings, Georgia Jones, Mindy Mink, Carly Montana, Ryan Ryans, Jenna Sativa, Charlotte Stokely, Tanya Tate, and Vanessa Veracruz. Some really good names. We're seeing bigger names in this category because more performers are choosing this. And performers who used to do boy-girl, like Tanya, Charlotte, I believe Vanessa, joining performers like Shyla Jennings and Princess, who are all-girl and have been for a long time. I need to see more work. I've seen a couple of Mindy Mink movies recently. She is absolutely beautiful, amazing body. I've always liked Shyla Jennings. Princess is beautiful and super fun. Tanya's done great work. Charlotte's a really good performer. Her Confessions of a Sinful Nun movie, really good. Really good work by her in that movie. So check her out. Have to look at some of the others. I'm finding myself more familiar with these performers. In the beginning, because it's not my favorite genre, but I think Girlfriends Films and Girls Way and a number of other Sweetheart Video continue to make really good movies that are just fun to watch regardless of whether or not you enjoy the genre. So I think that'll be interesting. Just a little shout out, Tanya Tate recently had a baby. Congratulations to Tanya and to Alex Monstar. A gentleman I've known since long before he got in the business, and am very proud to consider friend. So congratulations to the two of you. Perhaps an award shortly after a baby? I don't know. But some good performers. 15's a tough, man. That's a lot of nominees. I'm not sure if that's too many. I don't know. I'll have to look at it. Best action/thriller. This is interesting. I think it's a subgenre of best feature. And now let's take a look at the list. Agent 69 from Adam and Eve, The Altar of Aphrodite, Kelly Madison. That was a good movie. Angela White was in that. Really interesting, very simple little script, but a good little movie. Blood Sisters, Digital Playground, Crash from Wicked, Extradition from Girls' Way. That was good as well. Far From Beyond, Wicked, An Inconvenient Mistress, Wicked, Lay Her Down, Digital Playground, My Killer Girlfriend, Burning Angel, Pussy or Lead from Brazzers, Quest, Digital Playground, Takers, Wicked, that was a really good movie, Transmission from Girls' Way, Vampires from Girls' Way, and Vendetta from Wicked Pictures. So, again, the feature genre has been shrinking. At first look, this looks like an awful lot of movies that normally wouldn't get nominated. So maybe that's a good thing. I'm not opposed to having a couple of different feature categories because I don't think features are recognized enough. And there's, like I said, my first thought when I saw this was, we don't need this. It's just their features. If they're good enough, they should be up, right, up against other features. But I'm not sure that Altar of Aphrodite would have made the list. And it's nice to see it recognized because it was a really good movie. So I've only seen about a third of these. So it will be interesting to see where I go with this. I have Agent 69 here. I have all the Wicked movies came in, so I'll probably watch those first. Do sort of a Wicked movie marathon when I'm done with this podcast. We're already pushing 10 minutes, so I think we will probably maybe go through the two actor and actress performances. And then we'll cut it here. Best actor, Brad Armstrong from Takers. Like I said, good movie, one of my favorites of the year. Danny Dee in Bulldogs. Charles Dara, Half His Age, A Teenage Tragedy. Damon Dice from The First Moment. Ryan Driller in Inconvenient Mistress. Seth Gamble, Karma. Lots of Wicked performers here. Tyler Knight, Interracial Family Needs. Marcus London, Unbridled. Derek Pierce, Indirect Relations. Logan Pierce, The Voyeur. Tommy Pistol, Ingenue. Tony Rebus, Blood Sisters. Ryan Ryder, The Altar of Aphrodite. Nacho Vidal, Outland 2. And Chad White, Laura, from MissaX.com. Lots of Wicked. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 Best Actor category nominees for performers in Wicked Pictures. I have not seen enough of these to even begin to tell you how my ballot might look. I will tell you, Nacho in Outland is a really interesting choice. He was good. Outland is sort of a steampunk western two-part series so far from Harmony that looks, it has a great look to it, has a great feel to it, and decent acting. I haven't seen Ingenue yet. It's a Mike Quasar movie. Tommy Pistol, I think, is the best actor right now in porn. Tommy just does a great job. But there's a lot of good actors on this list. Brad Armstrong is always good. Charles Dara is good. Ryan Driller, Seth Gamble, Marcus London, Derek Pierce, Tommy Pistol, Tony Rebus. Nice to see him get recognized there as well. So, good chance it's going to be from a Wicked movie, but nobody got nominated twice. So, there you go. At least you don't have to vote against each other. Best Actress. Asa Akira from The Blonde Dahlia. I really like that performance. I'm happy to see this on here because Asa's a good actress, can be really, really good in the right material. And Asa, if you're listening, you still need to get back to me about that script we talked about. I think you'd be really good. Chloe Amor in Love for Sale 2. I like Chloe a lot as a performer. Abella Danger in The Obsession. That was a good movie from Sweet Sinner. Chanel Preston was also good in that. But Abella had a chance to kind of do some dialogue, which was nice to see. Jessica Drake in Inconvenient Mistress. I've said for years, I think Jessica is the best actress in the history of our industry. That's what I think. Alexis Fox, Fantasy Factory. Alexa Grace from Crash. Janice Griffith from Ingenue. Jill Cassidy, Half His Age, A Teenage Tragedy. Cassidy Cline, Conflicted. Sarah Love, The Faces of Alice. Why did I think The Faces of Alice was last year? I may have voted for that perhaps in XRCO and other awards. Wow. That's a performance you should see. Even if you do not like the all-girl genre, check out Sarah Love. She plays a character possessed by different spirits and so changes her performance in each scene. Really, really, really impressive. Melissa Moore from The Voyeur, Katie Morgan from Bad Babes Incorporated. Got that one here to watch this weekend. Ella Nova, Snapshot, Romy Rain, Justice League, and Angela White, Altar of Aphrodite. Angela White was very good. You guys know already, I have a huge, huge thing for Angela White. But when she gets a chance to act, like in this movie, it's really impressive. Again, 6. Well, if you count the Axel Braun Wicked, 7. 7 of the best actress performances coming from Wicked. I think it is pretty clear that Wicked Pictures is making the most notable features. From this list, I like Romy Rain's performance in Justice League. I really did. I had tweeted at one point after the casting that while I really liked Romy Rain, I thought Angela White and Valentina Nappi had a look to be Wonder Woman. Got a lot of negative feedback. People thought I was sort of crapping on Romy. I was not. She did an excellent job in a movie that was really, really tight. Good job. I've heard Katie is great in Bad Babes. I have to check that out. Like I said, Sarah Love in Faces of Alice is a great, great performance. I liked Abella in The Obsession. I really liked Asa in Blonde Dahlia. It was a funny, good comedic performance. So there's some really good performances here. I will fill out the rest of my viewing and watch carefully for the acting performances. So we're going to cut this right at just about 15. Thank you very much for tuning in. Once again, I'm Roger Pipe from rogerviews.com. Check out the site, rogerviews.com. Find me on Twitter, Roger T. Pipe. Leave comments, feedback. Sponsorships for the podcast series are available. Should be about 15 podcasts in this series, plus several more between now and the end of January. We're going to make sponsorships are $100 for all. For everything, we'll mention it at the beginning, the end. On longer podcasts, we'll also mention in the middle. We'll throw some banners down for you if you'd like, some links. And one half of all money raised by the podcast is going to go to A Walk for a Cure for Alzheimer's in the name of my mother, who is 4 years into her Alzheimer's experience. And $100 seems pretty fair. Probably going to be 20 or 30 podcasts. We will also do some fan voting podcasts as well. So if you want to just sponsor your favorite performer, we'll mention their name and website. Just reach out to me at roger@rogerviews.com for sponsorship information. That's it. I am Roger Pipe. Thank you for listening. Talk to you soon.